This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, in whose name the founders of this country won liberty for themselves and for us, and lit the torch of freedom for nations then unborn, grant that we and all the people of this land may have grace to maintain our liberties in righteousness and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. There was a priest, an older, kindly, compassionate priest, who was walking down the street. And there's this row of Victorian houses, and he sees that there is this little boy who has climbed up the stairs to one of those houses, but he's very short and he's trying to hit the doorbell, and he jumps, but he just can't quite get high enough. And seeing the exasperation, the priest walks up the stairs, pats the little boy on the head, and begins to ring the doorbell for him. And he pats the little boy on the head again and says, "And now what, little man?" And the little boy says, "We run like hell." Sometimes we find ourselves in media res, as the literature people will say, that we get thrown into the middle of the story and we don't really understand what's going on unless we can comprehend the big picture. This is an important theme, I think, not only for the gospel we hear today, but as well what we are celebrating in our country this week. Let's start with the gospel. Those of you who were here last week remember the powerful sermon that Rev. Wendy preached about the storm at sea. And if we were to look at this section of Mark's gospel, we would want to start with that story. Because when Jesus calms the waters in the storm, it shows to us, through Mark, that Jesus has power over nature. The next story that comes before the gospel we just heard is one I think you're familiar with. It's the story of the man who's possessed by demons. And Jesus takes the demons from the man and throws them into the swine, and the pigs run and go over the cliff. Remember that one, right? And it shows that Jesus not only has power over nature, but he has power over demons, over the devil. Now we come to this story. Jesus heals a woman who had hemorrhages for 12 years. It thereby shows that Jesus has power over any kind of sickness. And Mark doesn't stop there. Power over nature, power over the devil, power over sickness. Now, through healing and bringing back to life this little girl, power even over death. Now, this is an important big picture item for us to understand. If we truly believe that Jesus has power over nature, power over the devil, power over sickness, and power even over death, that is someone that I think we would want to hang on to. Hanging on to Jesus. Like that woman reaching for the cloak. You know, the word depend, the literal meaning is to hang on to hang from. What I think we really need to think about this week as Christians within this country, we are celebrating Independence Day, but perhaps from a Christian perspective, we should change it to Dependence Day. Of a realization of the power of Jesus in our own lives and what God has done for us, and therefore We want to hang on, depend on God. Mark has a great juxtaposition or a comparison and contrasting of these two women in the story to make the same kind of a point. The woman had been suffering from hemorrhages for how long? 12 years. How old is that little girl? That's not just a mistake. Mark puts that in there for a reason. So we'll draw this comparison. Likewise, the woman reaches out to touch Jesus' cloak. To compare that to the little girl who Jesus reaches out and touches her hand. There is this comparison again that goes on. When the woman starts this dialogue with Jesus, Jesus refers to her as daughter. The 12-year-old girl is the daughter of Jairus. Mark brings this out so that we'll see the comparison going on here. The woman with the hemorrhages for 12 years, she's lost everything she has. She is at the bottom of the barrel in terms of social status, as opposed to the 12-year-old girl who's the daughter of the leader of the synagogue, the highest social status you could have in that society. And so you've got the bottom of the rung and the top of the rung, and yet the power of Jesus is available in full to both of them. This is the big picture point that Mark is trying to get us to see with these two stories together. That no matter where we are in life, no matter how high, how low, the power of Jesus is available to us. Now, take this point over into what we're celebrating this week. We celebrate freedom. And it is important for us to recognize and give gratitude to God for all the people over these 200 years plus, our forefathers and our foremothers and everybody in between, who have made it possible for us to have the freedom that we experience today. And we give God great thanks for those people. But taking it to the next level, this freedom that we have as Christians goes far beyond the freedom that we have as a nation. It's not just about freedom from oppression and those things that we're free from. It's got to do with a freedom for. Freedom for being what God enables us to be and to do when we continue to hang on to Jesus. That the power is there for us when we depend on God. We're going to sing later on, God Bless America. Maybe we need to change the words to that, to God Has Blessed America. Because it is out of an awareness of how we have been blessed as a country, all the way down to each one of us as individuals, that will enable us with gratitude to go out and truly live in that freedom as God's sons and daughters. When you think about it, we don't deserve what we have. We haven't done anything any differently. We were fortunate and blessed enough to be born into what we have. And so for us, it begins with a heart full of gratitude and an awareness of those blessings that will enable us truly to exercise the freedom we are given as God's sons and daughters to share that as best we can. This is what Paul is getting at in this reading to Corinthians today. He's talking to the church at Corinth. They are blessed abundantly, especially financially at this point in time. There is another church in Jerusalem that is literally starving to death. And the Corinthians, who are living this life of abundance, are reluctant to share their wealth with the church that is living in Jerusalem. And so Paul is pleading with them, and comparing what Jesus has done for us, that Jesus had everything and just gave it all up so that we might share in God's eternal life. And he's saying, I'm not saying that you have to give up everything you have, but share with your brothers and sisters a Christian church in Jerusalem that is in need and you are in abundance. If the church at Corinth becomes more aware of the blessings they have, they will be more willing to share. So, Dependence Day, every day for us, depending on God and an awareness of the blessings that we have been given. I have shared this with some of you along the way, but in light of this awareness of our blessings, perhaps it is a good way for us to end this reflection as we enter into this week together. If you have food in your refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof overhead, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of the people in the world. If you can attend a church or a synagogue or a mosque without fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or even death, you are more blessed than 3 billion people in the world. If you have never experienced the danger of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation, you are more blessed than 500 million people in the world. If you have money in the bank, in your wallet, or a spare change somewhere in a dish, you are among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you are more blessed than the million people who will not survive this week. I would add one more to that list. You woke up this morning. You have been given a gift. We all have been given the gift of life. When you add that to the incredible blessings that God continues to shower upon each one of us, each and every day, perhaps as we become more aware, we will be more grateful and we will live into that true freedom we are given in Jesus Christ. Amen.